What am I expecting from a relationship?
You have the power to evoke from others the relationships that you desire, but you cannot get to a new and improved situation by giving your attention to the current situation. The universe, and all physical and non-physical players in it, is responding to the vibration that you are offering, and there is no distinction made between the vibrations that you offer as you observe and the vibrations that you offer as you imagine. If you will simply imagine your life as you want it to be, all cooperative components will be summoned, and even more important, all components that are summoned will cooperate. It is law. You have the power to evoke from others a relationship that is in harmony with the freedom and the growth and the joy that you seek, because within each of the others are those probabilities. Within each of them is the probability of someone being very understanding or not, of someone being very pleasant or not, of someone being very open-minded or not, of someone being very positive or negative. The experience that you have with others is about what you evoke from them. Have you had the experience of behaving with someone in a way that you had not intended? It just sort of came out of you suddenly? That was you experiencing the power of influence from another's expectation. Have you noticed the personality of a child changing depending upon which adult it is interacting with? Cooperative and pleasant with one person and obstinate and cranky with another? You were witnessing the power of influence from another's expectation. When you train yourself into steady alignment with your own broader perspective, you will tap into the energy that creates worlds, and you will be pleased by the positive results that you receive from those around you. No longer blame others with whom you share relationships, and instead acknowledge that you are the attractor of your experience. True freedom comes from that understanding. As you tend to your relationship between you, in your physical focus, and the broader perspective of your inner being, as you train yourself into the good-feeling thoughts of your source, as you come into alignment with who you really are, as you learn to love yourself, the others with whom you interact will not be able to buck that current of well-being. They will either love you back or they will gravitate out of your experience.